This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, 'tis the season. It appears to be Halloween tomorrow night and Roseburg's Neowalla Parade happening again. Stacy Crow, one of the big organizers for a long time, helping to make this happen for many years. Good morning.
Good morning.
So talk about the Neowalla Parade, and there's always somebody that is newer to the community. We get this question every year. What does Neowalla stand for?
Oh boy, well, we know what that stands for very clearly now. We are, I don't know if you know, I've heard of her, but Suzanne Hurt is the City of Roseburg's communications specialist. She loves Neowalla, so she promotes it. And the Oregonian caught up with us in an article in the Oregonian last week.
Oh,
yes, about our Neowalla. And the Neowalla was started in Kansas, I don't know if we have time for this, in 1919, and it was a festival to remove the roughness and rowdiness from the observation of Halloween.
Interesting.
And so then what they did is they reversed it to Neowalla. And it wasn't until 1922 that Independence gave their event a unique name, which was Neowalla. And it goes, and it's to reverse all that. And that's why they reversed Halloween to Neowalla.
I'd never heard that.
I know. I was so excited. And the tradition, it began in Oregon in 1928 with the local American Legion. And that went as Marshfield, which is now known as Coos Bay. They went ahead and kept it going, and but it finally fizzled out. And I think it fizzled out in 1958. But the largest one is still going in Kansas, but they say that the longest running one is Roseburg's Neowalla Parade.
In the whole country?
In the whole country.
Wow. I mean, that's, first of all, apparently we like to eat candy. That might be an issue there in itself. But no, that's amazing. You know, there was something on the national, one of our early morning national segments, and I can't remember where, I just caught it in passing, where it's actually a city requirement that before you give the trick-or-treater the candy, they have to tell you something positive or something like that.
Wow, I didn't know about that tradition. I don't know. Is that one still going?
I don't know. It sounds like it was there. But no, Neowalla is a big deal around here, and you've really only had a couple of things that interrupted it briefly.
Yes, World War II, which was a big one, and then the pandemic, but they kept it going virtually. And I wasn't in the virtual. Some other folks took it on and made sure it kept going virtually.
Yeah, well, it's a whole lot more fun in person.
It is. Isn't everything?
Yeah, no kidding. So talk about how it all works tomorrow night.
Well, we keep it simple, the KIS, but I changed it, keep it simple, silly.
There we go. Thank
okay.
you.
All right.
Like to keep our license here.
Yes. I'm very happy to say that I have volunteers from Thrive Umpqua, UCC baseball players. They help us go get the barriers. We set the barriers up. We have the kids gather at the corner of Jackson and Douglas, right in front of Dino's. The City of Roseburg, who is our sponsor again this year, they love this parade. So they're a sponsor. They'll have a booth there. Just start gathering around 5 o'clock, the poster says, and then we usually take off around 5:15. It depends on how the goblins are doing, if they're calm. Apparently, you've predicted rain for this event, but it never rains on Neowalla. That's
so are you invoking the Autzen Stadium Clause?
I am.
Okay, you've heard it right here. This is the benefit of live radio. Okay, I'll take note of that. And I can, you know, I do know the forecasters in Medford. I can see if we can get a couple-hour window there.
Thank you. That's all we need, from 5 to 7. That's all we're asking. We're not, and that's what we try and do. And yes, we call it a parade. And as I explained to the woman who interviewed me from the Oregonian, maybe for a block. We've never successfully been able to parade the children down to where the city fire department gives out really good candy and come back, because everybody wants to give them candy as they're going. So, and I'm not there to ruin the fun.
It's just sort of like, yeah, it's like the old days of going into a rock concert. The door is open and you just go.
You just go, exactly. I like it.
And so downtown businesses, people are outside, inside, both?
They do. We have both. Sometimes they like to set their store up so the kids can go in and have fun in there. But most of the time, they come out and give the candy in front of their store. We will have Paul Bentley, even though he doesn't work downtown any longer, he will be at his building. He will not miss, I'm told, ever miss Neowalla. So there will be both in the merchants. They buy the candy. They give the candy out. It's a thank you to the citizens of Roseburg for supporting downtown Roseburg.
And so you'll end up with a whole bunch, well, you, your children, will end up with a whole bunch of candy, which, of course, you may inspect out of safety concerns.
Of course. And take the really, you know, ones you're not sure the kids will like, wink, wink. And families are really encouraged. It's really fun when we see families dressed up as a different cartoon or what have you. So it's fun.
You know, last year I was able to spend more time down there than normal and just watching how much went into some of those costumes. That was pretty amazing.
Yes, they have a great time. And the parade doesn't go on for too long because I feel like we're a kickoff for the rest of the Halloween for the kids the day. So they normally go off and go somewhere else and go to a party or go trick-or-treating in their neighborhoods, et cetera. So it's a good way to kick off the night.
Well, and some parents, I mean, it depends on the neighborhoods. We seem to have evolved where everybody hits Laurelwood and Hillcrest.
Yeah.
And then some of us that live in other areas that aren't that far off the map, you know, I mean, we had nobody last year.
Yeah.
And we're off not that far from a major street. So, but some of that too is that parents, you know, you get all the safety concerns. When you go downtown, you've got the business community, you don't have to worry about anything. Kids get plenty of candy, and in some cases, that's probably all they need anyway.
And we have the streets barricaded from the 400 to the 700 block for the cross traffic. We have the fire department down there, and we have the police department, and they just love doing it. I have no trouble getting the permit for the Neowalla Parade.
Yeah, I'll bet. And it's amazing, though, longest running one in the country.
Mm-hmm. That's what it says.
Right here in Roseburg.
I know. Who knew?
That's pretty cool. Now, you got involved not long after you moved here, I understand.
Absolutely. I've always loved Halloween, so I was so excited to see this going on. So it will continue as long as I can do it.
Very good. So, I mean, it's, you know, sometimes we have events and we have to really explain a lot of things. This one is pretty much show up, go.
Exactly. Thank you. That's perfect.
All right. That's happening tomorrow night again about 5 o'clock to show up, right?
Correct. Yep.
All right. Stacy Crowe from the Neowalla Parade, now deemed the longest running parade of its kind in America.
Thank you. Thank you, Kyle.
All right. 8:38 at the Morning Report.